This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Time for the Donnie Football Debrief. And speaking of old Don, Donnie Football and new Penguins beat man Jason Mackey will be at Shiloh Plate and Pour for a pregame tailgate brunch Sunday. Donnie and Jason will broadcast live from 10 to 1 from Shiloh Plate and Pour, Mount Washington's favorite sports bar. Now it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Debrief gets moved around because Cabali comes in for a full hour and 20 minutes. And also, it is with Charlie Borges today because Donnie has high school football tonight. I don't know which state playoff game he has.
He does not have a game tonight.
He does not have a game tonight.
So he just gets a Friday off.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He just doesn't have to Ernie Banks it. He just gets to go in there, work with Joe, slaughter him in the quiz show, which I assume he did today.
But then he has a doubleheader or triple header tomorrow. Quintuple header. No.
No.
Quadruple
header. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess he's not really.
So we get Charlie instead.
He's not skating.
You could sound less excited if you wanted to.
So we get Charlie instead. I guess we have Charlie here. I don't know, Winnie the Pooh. I guess we'll throw it over to Charlie for the Charlie
Hockey. You don't exactly ooze energy when you come in here yourself, so you're kind of throwing stones houses.
You aren't really like skipping through here like you're Mary Poppins. You're like, hello, Mulsey. And I'm like, hi, Charlie. How are you, Mulsey?
Oh, I'm good, Charlie.
I say hello to you every day.
You do, and I say hello back.
You look at me. You stare at me.
No, I don't.
You stare holes through my soul.
No, I do not. I say hello, Mr. Borges.
Hi. Like, you could...
Oh, now you're acting like I'm a real a-hole. No. Well, maybe the shoe fits there. Anyway.
The Debrief, November 21, 2025. It's not football related, but we talked about it off the air, and I'm going to do it for the Debrief. Eetu Luostarinen, a player for the Florida Panthers, is out week to week due to, quote, a barbecue accident.
Ate a good barbecue accident.
This is coming off the heels of Jack Hughes of the New Jersey Devils slicing his finger. As far as we know, it wasn't completely amputated for, quote, leaning on glass.
Ugh. Gross.
That's like in college, I put my hand through a glass door and I thought I was going to have to get my pinky amputated.
Blood everywhere.
Yeah, I was, you know, really messed up, but...
Yeah, maybe shrooming.
No, I didn't do that.
I once tried to do, I was drunk, but I was not like combative with anyone. I was goofing around with an empty beer bottle my senior year. So I was like legal to drink and everything, should have known better. We had a porch and I was trying to do the scene in Happy Gilmore. Where he breaks the bottle over the bar to fight Shooter. Stupid. Don't realize that's a prop. It's probably made of sugar.
Sugar glass, yeah.
And it breaks on purpose that way and it can't hurt him. I try to break that thing, and it splits right up, and it cuts right, you know, slices right down, like, the length of the finger. Did not like need stitches because it was not. I pulled my hand back at the last second because I think I realized how dumb it was. Still had to have the Band-Aid wrapped pretty tight for a solid couple of days, Borges.
So he could have burned himself. Something could have blown up.
He could have been trying to light the grill and too much propane.
Question about when you say a barbecue incident. I get kind of annoyed when people call grilling barbecuing. To me, you're grilling. Barbecuing is something else. Or making barbecue, I always think of there's a smoker involved.
He could have fell into the smoker.
Yeah, barbecue incident tells me that he like burned his hand.
Yeah, I think we're talking about very severe burns here.
Yeah, I think that's
he's
it.
Out week to week because obviously hockey players have to wear the gloves and equipment.
Well, they're probably not like third degree burns, I would think. Bad enough that they got to blister up and then heal probably.
I did look up weird injuries in sports history.
Sammy Sosa had one where he sneezed and like broke a rib.
Correct. Another one for baseball. Yoel Zumaya. This is one of my favorites.
Hurt himself playing Guitar Hero.
Yeah, he had carpal tunnel.
Playing Guitar Hero. He was out for 3 games.
Clint Barmas jacked up his shoulder carrying deer meat up the steps.
At Todd Helton's house.
Fell up the steps.
Brandon Morrow. This is what the article says. While taking his pants off at 3 a.m., after returning from a road trip, he suffered back spasms and had to be placed on the 10-day injured list.
Former Penguin.
Didn't Derrick Rose in basketball like severely cut his hand just trying to cut an apple into chunks or something? So there's one of these that involves a guy trying to cut an apple and not being able to do it.
That one wasn't on this
list. Okay, what else we got?
Chris Hansen, not of NBC fame.
Not the take a seat over here guy.
The Hansen brothers.
Yeah. For the Jacksonville Jaguars, at the time, new head coach Jack Del Rio had a saying, keep chopping wood, placed an axe and a stump in the locker room.
Oh, no.
And Hansen, the punter, swung said axe and accidentally hit himself in the leg in his planting foot.
Oh!
There was blood all over the floor, and he was out for the rest of the season.
Dude, he's lucky to even have his leg.
That's a great one. That is a tremendous
I cut through bread once with one of those like serrated knives. I think it was one of those Cutco knives that people sell door to door.
Yeah.
And I had my middle finger where the blade was going without realizing it. Cut right through there, like a nice little deep, you know, gouge or whatever. Should have got stitches. Made this mistake. Reacted like freaked out, like I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
Shook my finger. Blood all over the ceilings. You could have had like a blood spatter analyst come into our kitchen at my parents' house and do this. They had just gotten the kitchen redone prior year. Oh, it was not good, to say the least.
Incident like that when my dad was renovating his house for my little brother's room. The contractor was cutting wood with the saw. And the wood jumped. His finger went into the saw.
Oh!
The saw met finger. Saw won.
Saw never loses.
And he did what you did. He kind of like freaked out and shook his hand. But when he shook his hand, there was literally just a trail of blood that started from the wall that went around.
And the finger
ceiling.
Was in your house somewhere?
Oh, they grabbed the finger. I think they got it reattached. But
They reattached it?
If they can reattach a penis, they can reattach fingers.
Good point. Speaking of.
Got to keep them on ice, though.
Speaking of fingers or penises?
Penises. This one was the
this
most.
This is the best football debrief ever.
This is.
Right here. Wow.
UFC fighter Bryce Mitchell was doing work around his house and was sizing up a wood board, and he had a drill in his pocket.
Oh, God, dude.
The drill turned on in his pocket and, quote, ripped his scrotum in half.
Oh, no.
My dad burned his penis on a stove once.
What was he doing with his penis out near a stove?
He was making breakfast naked.
I mean, your old man packing heat? Or like, how does it, like?
I don't know the story. I've heard it. Yeah.
Was he making like bacon? Because that's just stupid planning.
Know.
Bacon splatters everywhere.
I agree.
What is he doing?
I know.
Was he like trying to compare the?
I don't have really any gory details other than that.
Sausage was the order of the day.
Was he trying to compare what the sausage links that he had?
Speaking
store?
Speaking of food, the Steelers are in Chicago on Sunday. Chicago's a great food city.
Yes, it is.
And it reminds me of a former sales guy here who would take a flight to Chicago just to eat dinner in Chicago at a restaurant he liked, and then he would come back.
He would, hold on, Charlie.
He would travel to Chicago just to eat dinner there, and then he would return
to Pittsburgh.
All right,
I'm going to say the rest of this story, too.
From what Charlie's face.
Charlie, hold on, though. It gets better. Pony won't name the restaurant, but all I can tell you is in a terrific food city, it was a perfectly good, not like legendary steak joint. He would get the same steak. He would also order with the steak, not like a shot, a full bottle of Jägermeister.
Yeah.
He would sit there. So think about the order of operations. Man boards plane by himself. Flies.
He went alone?
Flies.
I'm pretty sure.
455 miles away, presumably takes taxi to restaurant, sits down out by himself. I'll have a steak and an entire bottle of Jaeger. Proceeds to eat steak and drink presumably most of a bottle of Jaeger. And then as far as I understand it, either sleeps in Chicago that night or maybe once in a while gets right back on a plane and flies back to Pittsburgh.
That must be the most expensive dinner just to be alone.
Well, back in the day, I think flights were cheap enough. He probably was spending maybe $180 on a round trip
ticket. Especially
out
of Pittsburgh.
Right. It was a quick hop. So maybe the flight, not that bad. The taxi, whatever. He was spending, I bet, $400 to eat steak and drink Jaeger.
I don't think there's enough. I don't think there's a place in the world where I would get on a flight for a one meal
that makes
and fly back.
That makes Mark Davis previously drive like his Oakland or Bay Area to Palm Springs to get his crappy haircut. That makes that look like child's play by comparison.
Like we would go, my dad and I, every now and again, we would drive to Philly, which was like 45 minutes an hour to get a cheesesteak. And then we would drive back.
You didn't board a plane and go through TSA security.
Exactly. The only security we were going through was the guy in the place that we would go to, and he would just look at you and go, eh.
I think if you drive more than an hour for a meal, it better be the best meal of your life.
Well, there's
anything more than an hour just to eat. I mean, if you're doing other things there and you're going to eat as well, I get it.
My friends and I, we would do that. There's a... like New Haven, Connecticut is known for their pizza.
Yes,
and there's a chicken wing place.
That.
We would drive the 2 hours, and we call it our fat boy trips. And we
of course
would,
you did.
We would go there and go to all these different pizza places, go to the wing place, and then we would drive the 2 hours back. So it was like an all-day affair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand for the
and
fat boy trips.
And it was called the fat boy trips?
Fat boy trips.
I like
and
that.
How many people would go on the fat boy trips?
It started off with four, sadly. One of our buddies is no longer
and
with us.
How old were you guys at this?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We just turned 21.
Okay.
So like from 21 to about 27, 28.
Two addendums here, Pony. Your 1 hour rule each way. I mean, there's a very good Italian joint out in like near Jeanette that you have referenced many times.
Yeah. That's the
extreme
that's the
end.
Maximum I would travel.
Okay. So that place, I think that would be more than an hour for me just for traffic reasons, but I think it's more like if it's 60 miles away. Donnie has chimed in via text. He's listening.
Yeah.
During the saw portion of this debrief, which covered a lot of ground, my dad cut through part of his hand with a motor saw, a motorized saw, put a glove on, and drove himself to the ER.
It's a man's man right there.
I will only say one thing, not knowing how deep the cut was. It could not have been that deep, because I think you'd go into shock from a wound that severe.
Not Donnie's dad. He's an ultimate badass.
I don't know if
John Football.
I don't know if that necessarily is like a thing. I think you're going to go into shock if you're going to go into shock.
I've never cut myself with anything, but I have impaled myself when I working
at a bar.
That's
a technicality. That's a technicality.
Do you know the ticket spikes? Like when you're done with the ticket for
yes.
food, you
oh, jeez. Literally
the,
Jesus.
Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a spider, and I went to smash it. But when I went to smash it,
I'm good. What the hell did you unleash on this world for the last 10 minutes?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.